This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wortlieb. In Hanover, New Hampshire, concern has been growing about a cancer-causing chemical used for decades in the town's Army Cold Regions Research and Engineering Laboratory, and whether it now poses a threat to the neighborhood and a nearby middle school. The chemical is trichloroethylene, or TCE, and it's a solvent that's been used at the Army Research and Engineering Lab for nearly three decades. It was finally labeled a carcinogen in 1987 and taken out of use. But its harm to human health is still a possibility, and that potential TCE contamination was brought to light recently in a two-part investigative report that ran in the Valley News, which studied government records and tracks the history of the TCE pollution. For this week's Friday Regional Report, we're speaking with Valley News reporter Sarah Brubeck, who investigated this story along with her colleague Maggie Cassidy. And Sarah joins us now on the line for an overview of what they discovered. Sarah, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Now, TCE was in use since the 1970s at the Army CRREL facility, discontinued in 1987. Why is it now still considered a potential threat?
Well, they thought they had the issue taken care of when it came to TCE at CRREL. They tested wells on the Vermont side and realized that there was TCE in a few private wells. So back in early 1990s, they had this huge groundwater treatment facility that they took care of. But come March this year of 2013, all of a sudden residents were told there's a TCE vapor problem and we're going to need to test adjacent properties. And, you know, the difference between TCE in the groundwater and TCE in the vapor is that there's this thing called vapor intrusion, in which TCE in the vapor, it's just sitting there in the soil, and it looks for cracks inside the building and then comes into the building and can contaminate the air. And vapor intrusion itself is a pretty new thing that scientists are just learning about.
I would imagine, too, that the vapor is much harder to detect than groundwater.
Yeah, it is much harder to detect, and it's also hard to figure out exactly where it's coming from. Groundwater, you know, the TCE is in the groundwater. Okay, we can strip it out, we can take it out. But as far as in the air, they can detect it, but then they'll do one round of testing, TCE will be high in one level, but then they'll do a testing a few months later, and in that exact same level, it'll be lower, and someplace else where they've never seen it in the air, it'll be higher.
Why did you take a look at these government records now to find out when they started doing all this detection? Because it sounds like it's been going on for years.
Right, it has been going on for years, and it was early March of this year when Army Lab officials came to neighbors, and they came to the Richmond Middle School, and they came to neighboring properties where Dartmouth residents live, and they said, we're going to test inside of your buildings for TCE vapor. And it didn't only catch the neighbors by surprise, it caught us, the Valley News, by surprise. We'd written about TCE issues at the Army Lab before, but you know, we had reported that issue was not really an issue anymore. And now here it is, 2013, and all of a sudden not only is it an issue at the Army Lab, it's also an issue at neighboring properties. So that was a big reason why we took a look at it. And in reality, the Army Lab had been dealing with this within their own borders, but they had been keeping it to themselves, and you know, their employees were notified of what was happening. But it wasn't until very recently, they didn't feel they had a need to tell the neighbors or the community about it.
There's another note of concern in your article, and this has to do with whether TCE is a danger again to that middle school, Richmond Middle School, that's near Dartmouth College. And I understand there's a role in school overcrowding in Hanover and the involvement of Dartmouth College in a real estate transaction that sort of led to all this. Can you give us a thumbnail sketch of that situation?
Where the middle school is now, Dartmouth College used to own that property. It's right across the street from the Army Lab on Route 10 in Hanover. And Dartmouth said, we'll give you this property. The middle school went along its way and, you know, was built and opened in 2005. But what was interesting when we were doing our research was we were looking at, okay, was the issue of TCE raised at the middle school while they were doing their investigation about whether or not this should be an accurate place to build a school. And what we found was that the middle school, they hired a consultant who concluded, and quote, the TCE contamination posed no risk to human health or the environment, and groundwater modeling indicated that there's no off-site migration of TCE contamination. What's interesting, though, was that while the middle school is being built and these conversations are going on, there was a Dartmouth real estate official who was actually raising concerns about soil gas and TCE in the soil gas, and those concerns never made it over to the middle school officials.
Now, what have the most recent tests found in the area? I mean, should folks be concerned about the ongoing risk of TCE here?
Well, based on my interviews and my research, it doesn't seem that, you know, there's a concern to health when it comes to those adjacent property owners. Now, that being said, having TCE in vapor or in the soil, just in general around, is just one extra risk that you're adding to your life. But as far as, you know, actual health, they did testing in March and April at the Richmond Middle School, the Dartmouth Housing, a chiropractor, a few different buildings around the Army Lab, and they found non-detectable levels of TC, but they also found small levels of TC in the vapor. But the levels were so small, they were right at or they were below the New Hampshire Department of Environmental Services, their screening level for TC vapor, and the levels were small enough in the soil that they weren't able to prove that it was actually from vapor intrusion, that the TC in the vapor was actually coming from the soil.
What about future testing, though? Is there going to be more going on?
Yes, they're going to be doing at least one more round in August at the adjacent properties. As far as the Army Lab, there will be a lot more testing, I suspect, just because they're not 100% sure what the pathways are for the vapor and how it's getting into the building and how to stop it.
Sarah Brubeck is a reporter for the Valley News, and you can find a link to the two-part series on our website, vpr.net. Sarah, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.